بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. On the first day traveling into the blessed land of Sham and the center, the place which has a very unique position in the history of Islam of the past and in the future, the city of Damascus, Dimashq, but the areas of Ghouta, which is very close to it. So a few things that occurred on the day which played through my mind. One was in the flight, the person, passenger sitting next to me, his name was Amr. Amr is returning to Damascus after 10 years. At the age of 18, he runs away. He goes to Germany. A few years ago when we visited Syria, I remember when I returned to South Africa, in certain lectures I mentioned this, that so many Western countries opened up their doors for the Syrians. And they had the hope that exactly as they had done after the world wars, where in South America and other countries they brought the Arabs at young ages, and they totally destroyed them. So when Syria had its war, at that time we saw how many countries became the friend of Muslims, so to say friend. For Amr also it was, Germany's door was open. He said he had to go to Turkey, he would be a refugee. But a refugee, you can't get anything done. If you had to get out of Turkey into Europe, Europe was ready to take you in. They would give you papers, they would make you theirs. Everything was done so that they could really make you theirs. At that time I had mentioned Allah has made, however, the Syrians. And in this era of the revival, that may Allah make it that these European countries will not see what they wanted to see. And with Amr I found exactly that, where they brought him in to make him theirs. He entered into Germany and he made the German his. So he's explaining to me how he reached there, he had to work in the hotels and he got enough money to start studying. When studying, there's another girl who's studying, she's like an orientalist. They teach her Islam so that she can have objections against Islam. While teaching her that, she becomes so fascinated with Islam, she starts asking Amr for his point in different matters. And very soon after that, she asks that if she has to become a Muslim, will he be able to take her into his marriage? I asked him, was the family not upset? He said he went to visit the Christian family. They were also so accepting. They had also heard so much of Islam. How amazing it is that country that went out of their way to teach people against Islam. They brought people closer to Islam. Within 1 year after marriage, the girl goes into niqab. Amr even says, I told her, I will not force this on you. It will come from your heart. As how long it took her? He said 1 year. It made me think, how is it that a girl accepts Islam? No pressure from the husband. She has never seen her in-laws. She never saw the land of Sham. In a land like Germany with Christian parents. How is it that after 1 year, hijab entered her heart? And how is it that there are so many of ours? We grow up in Islam. And years will go, but niqab and hijab will never enter our hearts. It is what is mentioned in Quran, Allah guides who He wishes. Amr now, when we were reaching, flying over Damascus, became so excited. He said, after 10 years, I will see my family. And then he mentioned a nice point to me, which made me think of how the world changes. He said in 1 month's time, 1 week's time, his wife will also be coming. He wants her to see Sham. He says his heart is now to leave Germany and to come back to Sham. He said nothing like Sham. But I won't force it on my wife. I want her to come and fall in love with this land. He says, but 2 years ago when he was flying to Jordan, they flew over Syria. He said because they were flying over Syria, a certain fear gripped him. That what happens if in the air there's a problem with the flight? and they are forced to make an emergency landing in Syria. He says they will immediately pick him up, that he is a Syrian who fled. He will be jailed, he will be killed. He said while he was in the air, he was so afraid, although it can hardly happen. He said at that time he never thought that 2 years later, I will be flying over this very Damascus, Syria, and I'll be so excited, land, land. That's when I thought about how Allah Tabarakala changes the world so fast. What you never wanted to see yesterday, you're dying to see tomorrow. What you loved yesterday, you hate tomorrow. This is the system of this world. You can trust nothing in this world. And you must never ever think anything is far from the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. The other point I will mention is the Jummah khutbah, which really amazed me. We had heard many khutbahs in Arabic. And it is the same Quranic ayat and ahadith that are mentioned in a khutbah. But it just seems that whether it's said from the heart, or whether it is a prepared government khutbah. When we had visited Syria the first time, I remember one scholar mentioned that before we fought for our freedom, khutbahs were prepared which the government liked. He even mentioned there was never ever spirit in our khutbahs. Today I was listening to a khutbah which had so much of spirit. The khutbah was of the need of fighting for your deen. I never heard khutbahs like this in the Arabic language. From the minbar on a Jummah, this is no longer prepared khutbahs. Damascus, you must understand, is very modern compared to everywhere else because they never fought. They lived under the regime like nothing was happening. So the people of Damascus might still have a modern mindset. And here you have a khatib who's speaking. The crux of the khutbah was, he spoke of the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears Sahaba radiallahu anhu saying, will you not make dua that the help of Allah must come? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sits up and he says, you want things very hasty. And he says, people in the past, they sacrificed for this deen. And on that point now he starts saying, he mentioned this very nicely. He said, see, the Arab world has so much of wealth. But with all their students, all their jamiat, all their universities, they are unable to create one saf that can stand up against evil. Not even one saf. So he says, so forget the leaders. The leaders, they can't even get one saf. So if you had hope in the leaders, forget them. He said, let's leave the leaders, let's leave society, let's come to ourselves. He said, let me and you see if the tree of Islam is growing within us. He said, if it's growing within us, it will grow in our houses. Then it will grow in the society. Then it will hit the leaders. He says, what we are seeing in Gaza today, and he took the name Gaza. He said, what we are seeing in Gaza today is because of the rot that lies within ourselves. He says, we are dirty, the society is dirty, the leaders are dirty. And then he said that, remember the ahadith have mentioned that Islam will reach wherever the day and night reaches. He said, we were already promised it's going to reach there. How it's going to reach, we don't know. He said, the train of Islam is going. It might halt at a few stations, it might go fast certain times, but it's going to get to its peak. That I'm asking you, oh my community, are you going to be riders in that train? Or are you going to be standing outside the train and checking the train? Is it going to reach or not? He said, it's time to get into the train. This train is moving forward and is going to reach its peak. But the time has now come for me and you to see whether we are riding in the train or whether we're still standing outside and looking at the train and talking. For me, this was a very unique khutbah, and in it I could see a lot of hope for a place that for so many years, Damascus, perhaps never heard the talks of jihad and establishing the tree of Islam within your own self and making deen more important than your dunya. Now from the khutbah with so much of spirit, again we have found khatib's khutaba being given that freedom to make the nation. May Allah Tawarukala allow the revolution to happen very, very fast. And may Allah Tawarukala bring all khair to this land and through its blessings to all the lands around. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.